Jaswinder Bolino was born in Chicago in 1978. He teaches creative writing at Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He is only now beginning to self-identify as a poet after many years of calling himself a teacher. He says once he met a woman in a bar, and when he told her he was a poet, she laughed, apparently thinking it was his idea of a pickup line.
I guess I shudder to say it, I guess I'm a poet, and I'm getting a little bit more proud about saying that, but it's taken a lot of years.
And I still hear the hesitation in your voice.
Yeah, there might still be back there somewhere.
Bolina's first book of poetry, called Carrier Wave, won the 2006 Colorado Prize for Poetry. He recalled many of his loyal friends, after they bought and read the book, telling him that they didn't get it. He thought about that as he wrote his second book.
Do we need to be accessible? Is it our job to sort of meet the reader, or should the reader, work to meet us where we are?
Right.
I don't have an answer to that question. I just feel like asking the reader to kind of play catch up feels a little pretentious. And so I figure, what would somebody who is a neuroscientist or a physician or a lawyer or a school teacher, or whatever, or just a high school student, how could I write in a way that's going to challenge them, but also entertain them and connect with them?
Bolina says he imagines all artists struggle to be understood. He says art, whether an abstract painting or experimental music, is simply something beautiful to encounter, like a night sky. The viewer doesn't necessarily have to understand it. But he says hearing a poet read their own words can add to the experience and aid in understanding.
And with the poem, it's tough because poems are made of words, and everybody uses words, and most of the time we use language almost exclusively as a tool to convey information, to just sort of expedite our lives. When somebody suddenly turns around and uses language for something else, something more abstract, I think we get suspicious, and we don't quite know what their game is. But the poet's game is really, I think, to sort of construct something that you are just supposed to kind of encounter and look at, and hopefully it'll maybe confuse you. Hopefully it'll make you think about other more complicated things. But yeah, I think hearing the poems always helps, because then you hear the voice, you hear the humanity behind what's being said, and it's less about some kind of math equation you've got to solve. You just realize it's a person up there kind of expressing themselves.
One of Bolina's newest poems considers what would happen if, instead of seeing an image of God or the Virgin Mary in a wall stain in a public place, people saw his face.
In an oxidation stain beneath the freeway overpass, and in a smudge of oil on the window pane, and in the scorched surface of a slice of toast, my face instead of the Virgin Mary. My face in Lourdes and in Clearwater and in Finca Batania. The sun is not a rose. Red helmet of evening, the sky is not a cornea. My plain face instead of the Virgin Mary, unable to relieve or to heal you. The constellation above me is winking beacons of the radio relay tower. The constellation beside me is the fizz in a ginger ale catching some light. What appears cradled in my arms is only a loaf of rye. Why would you tell me the things that hurt you?
Poet Jaswinder Bolina and novelist Mandy Kaifetz will read and discuss writing Thursday at 8 p.m. in WMU's Bernhard Center. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.